Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue on a throwback Thursday again. Jackie Robinson Day today across Major League Baseball. That is a good, but here is also the good of the day.
I got a couple game show goods.
Oh, very good. We love game shows.
We love game shows. Yesterday, yes. You know, one of the TVs in the studio here is on CBS. So The Price is Right is on, you know, and I, you know, just was glancing up every now and then because I like all the different games. I'm always excited if someone gets that. The dice game to win a car.
Oh, I love the dice game. Where my you favorite have to just... is the mountain climber game. Remember that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, they don't do him so
don't do
too
that
much
so
anymore.
Much. I know.
But, you know, what the good was got to see, which you don't really get to see all too often, a double showcase winner.
Oh, that's great.
She was $44 off.
Wow, $44. That's amazing.
Yeah, she lost her mind, by the way.
Yeah, of course she did. But, you know, those California taxes will also give you a nosebleed, too. But nevertheless, yeah. Still winning all those cash and prizes.
All those cash and prizes. And that's you right. Don't need to take the prizes if you don't want
no,
to. You just
no,
go for the cash option.
Take the cash option. Let California get its cut and go home.
Unless it's a car that you really, really
that's
want.
That's right. That is correct. That's awesome. Good double showcase winner. I love
yeah.
that.
But the other good of the day is that Aaron Rodgers, I think, is starting to get a little bit more comfortable being the host of Jeopardy.
I was wondering about this because it does take a few before you start going, all right, I got this. I got the rhythm.
Yeah. I mean, we played a cut earlier in the week or at some point. Maybe it was last week. You know, and it just he gave like a snarky response, or it was, you know, like when the guy trolled him.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, said, you know, who actually wanted that field goal kicked or something along those lines. And, you know, he was like, good question. And so fast forward to this happened on Tuesday, I believe. This question and answer popped up. And this was a little bit more, I think, closer. We're getting closer to a Trebek-esque type of host.
Mm-hmm.
So here you go.
Title for 400. In the 1960s, these Midwesterners earned 5 NFL championship trophies. Green Bay Packers? Dennis, go
try
again,
title
I guess.
For 600.
They swept over the NBA, winning the title every year from 1959 to 1966. Eric?
We're the Boston Celtics.
Oh, you know that one, huh?
Title weighs for 800.
Oh, good for Aaron Rodgers.
So, a little bit more comfortable. The jury is still out on whether or not he would make a good host. And, you know, like we always say, you know, finish football first and then come back to it.
I don't mean this in a disrespecting way to Aaron Rodgers. I know he's a very smart person. But one of the things I always liked about Alex Trebek is when those long words that are hard to say, he'd flow through them like honey, right? And can Aaron Rodgers do that? Like when he talks about historical figures from France, can he flow through the category with the same ease as Alex Trebek? Jeopardy is supposed to be a hard game show. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right, I'm catching you off guard. I'm sorry.
No, you're not catching me off guard.
That's what I'm trying to get at. All right, let's go to the bad of the day.
No, I'm letting you continue.
No, I'm done.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the bad.
No, I think, Aaron Rodgers, he needs to just develop, there's a little bit more that he needs to have. And yeah, Trebek had this way, I mean, just the way he would say things or the way he would respond when nobody had a question made you feel like he was the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Aaron has that just yet.
I don't think so yet.
But he's getting closer.
What's the bad of the day?
We're going to talk about another Aaron. Somebody decided to pick a fight with Aaron Donald yesterday.
Oh, really?
over this past weekend.
Yeah.
And I mean, and unfortunately that guy is, you know, he got a lawyer and that lawyer wants to bring up charges against Aaron Donald. I don't know that there's the full details of the fight aren't really out there. The bad of the day is, you know, if you have half a brain, why would you pick a fight with Aaron Donald?
I have no idea why you would do this. Makes no sense.
I mean,
whatsoever.
it was in an after hours club, so obviously beer muscles were probably a part of it, or alcohol muscles, whatever your drink of choice is. Muscles were there.
Man, there has to be a lot of alcohol, because even with a mild amount of alcohol, yeah, you still wouldn't do that.
I mean, you may not recognize them, because, you know, a lot of football players we don't really recognize on the street unless they're a face of the league. I mean, he's sure, somewhat of a face of the league.
I get it. Most people wouldn't recognize Aaron Donald. I mean, not everybody knows football so much that they know Aaron Donald by his face.
And it's not like he was wearing his jersey. But still, I mean, this is a guy, we've talked about him a lot. I mean, not only is he, you know, one of the, probably the most feared defensive player in the league. You know, this is a guy who also practiced throwing knives or juggling knives or something with knives. I mean, he also takes martial arts, and I mean, there's just a whole list of reasons why you wouldn't want to pick a fight with him. And
well, most people would not recognize Aaron Donald, would not know that he was a martial arts knife-throwing defender of the NFL. If you didn't recognize his face, you would not throw into your equation.
And I guess the scary thing is, because Aaron Donald's not a huge individual, he's not like, you know, these like a Myles Garrett, where Myles Garrett's like, what, 6'6"?
Yeah.
I think Aaron Donald's only 6'2".
So he doesn't have the kind of physique when he walks into a bar that you go, that guy must do something physical for a living given his size and strength. Right.
Yeah. But I mean, there's a reason why he's, you know, keeps on winning all these defensive awards.
Don't pick a fight with Aaron Donald. That's
don't
all.
Pick a fight with Aaron Donald.
Even if you think you're strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't make a mess of that.
So yeah. And you can see the photos of the guy who was on the end of Aaron Donald's fist. His eye is closed shut.
Aaron
almost
Donald's
got to
be
like
careful, though. Aaron Donald's got to be careful, though. I wouldn't.
He seems to be. He's. I don't know too much about Aaron Donald, but when I have seen him in public, he seems to be mild tempered. Now, I don't know if you know whatever. I don't know the situation of the fight, like what set him off. It's all behind closed doors at this point. But it seems to me like he's someone that could hold his temper in.
Well, yeah.
Until a certain point.
You know, you just got to be, you don't know. Here's the thing. You don't, if you're going to just fight anybody who's picking a fight with you, one time you're going to do it when you're instigating something. And next thing you know, you're in a lawsuit, you're settling out of court, and it's just a mess. You got to learn who you are compared to who's coming after you, right? You got to know where you stand. And that's, you know, you got to be careful. That's, if you're Aaron Donald, just know you're stronger and more physically fit than most people that are coming out. Now, obviously, you're defending yourself, of course, absolutely. But you got an unfair advantage. You work out for a living.
Yeah.
Right? You're in shape for a living. You are physical for a living. So,
and not only that, you're at the top of your game because you're usually doubled or triple teamed and you still get to the ball.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know. You ever seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, that Quentin Tarantino movie?
I haven't yet. I need to.
There's a scene in it where Bruce Lee is basically being challenged to a fight by Brett. Well, he's talking about, the Bruce Lee character is saying, my fists are lethal weapons, meaning if we get in a fight and I kill you, I go to jail. And Brad Pitt's character, who's a stuntman, says, anybody who gets a fight and kills somebody goes to jail. It's called manslaughter. So if you're Aaron Donald, don't get in a fight with somebody. It doesn't matter. You're bigger and stronger, but...
Yeah. Unless you're defending yourself or defending the honor of a lady.
Defending yourself, totally fine. But even defending yourself, it's hard. You know, you're still going to be investigated. It's still going to be looked... It's not... We just took his word for it that this guy got severely hurt in a self-defense case. They got to investigate it, and if there's any cracks in your story, they're going to exploit it because of who you are. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is that it must be tough to be an actor sometimes, right?
Right.
Mark Wahlberg, for an upcoming role, has to put on 30 pounds.
30 pounds?
Yes.
For what reason?
It's just the role. It's like he's an old boxer. But he's a dad now, so he's showing like, hey, he was a boxer, physically fit all those years, and then, you know, 20 years later,
now
he's put on some weight.
Let's go back to that for a second. He's a physically fit guy, right?
Yes, he is.
So his metabolism is probably on 15
on a scale of
1 to 10.
Yeah,
so this might be difficult for him to do.
No, it is, but at the same time, where I'm coming from, where I'm saying that he's the that it's hard sometimes, his plan is just to eat at Denny's and KFC's to pack on the pounds. And kind of jealous.
Yeah.
I mean, if you and I did that for a week, we would be in trouble.
I saw an ad on TV the other day for a weight gain pill. It's for people who are like super skinny and don't really like being super skinny. So weight. I thought, we don't need a pill for that.
I don't think we do.
Like, what do we, if you want to gain weight, unless you seem to be good at that in this country. We seem to provide you all the tools you need to gain weight in America. You don't need a pill.
I think unequivocally, we're the leader of the world, right?
Yes.
I mean, I think we're first.
We have so much food. We have abundance of food and we're all fat.
I mean, I guess you're
all fat with the wrong foods too. So
you would need, I guess, you would need the pill if you had like an extremely high metabolism rate.
I fire down
four whole pizzas and I can't gain a pound.
My initial reaction was this doesn't seem necessary, but maybe, and I'm willing to admit I'm naive on this. Maybe a doctor would say, no, this actually is a lot different than just chowing down the calories.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you're right. It just seemed when I first saw it, I went, do we really have a issue with it? Like in America, we're like,
I don't think so.
America's too thin.
I need the pill that just magically takes the weight away.
I know, right?
You know, not these fat burning pills that require more work on your end as well.
They're just, no offense to the companies, but most of them are just horrible laxatives.
Yeah,
just,
exactly.
Where you can't even leave the house. You're like, honey, I can't go shopping for Christmas trees this holiday season because I need to stay within the house, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
Right. That's mostly it.
You need to be within 10 feet of the commode.
Otherwise, we're not going out. We're not doing anything.
Yeah. This is the life that Mark Wahlberg is going to lead at the minute, is that he wants to go to bakeries. He wants to go to Denny's. He wants to get pancakes. He wants to get everything he possibly can get his hands on.
What a life. What a life. When I was in college, I went to a KFC that had a buffet, and I thought I died and went to heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe that it existed. I couldn't believe it. I walked in. And I was on a road trip, too. And then when they had one in New Hampshire, my friends and I all drove an hour to the seacoast to the one that had one just because I couldn't believe this existed.
Well,
it
was calling you.
It was definitely calling.
You know, it's like, you know, people make the journey to Mecca. You made the journey to KFC. Same principles.
I love it. 11 herbs and spices.
Yeah.
And they just served it up in a buffet as much as you want.
God.
Take as much as you want.
You know what? I mean, I'm just thinking about it over and over in my head. That would be so much fun.
Good for him. Good for him. Pancakes and breakfast items and bacon and KFC food.
Just loading up on it.
Wonderful.
And, I mean, you know, he gets to quit working out for a little bit.
That's right. That's true. Good for him. All right. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb as we roll along. It's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.